Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today. Hey, boys.
What's going on?
We're on Facebook Live, by the way. If you want to see the crew, you can see them. The top of Bubble Boy's head is being chopped off right now, but we'll fix that accordingly. It's Thanksgiving weekend. So we're a little looser than usual. He's already popping some lobster poo.
Delicious.
Yeah. And so you can see this on Facebook Live. Al's already in there. Dave, Joanne, RJ, the crew. Look at that. You showed that on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
There's things you're not supposed to do. I think it's...
What is all this stuff in front of me? You're going to talk about that later?
Well, these are leftover items from the DEMA show in Las Vegas.
This is stuff I'm not allowed to move.
Well, see, Bubble Boy and CJ did not go to Las Vegas and join Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Mermaid Brittany, Tiffany. We had a big crew out
Gene
of Vegas.
Simmons.
But exactly. We met the man. The man with the tongue from Kiss. You guys missed it, man. It was huge. We got so much to talk about today. Because the show we did from the show floor of the DEMA show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show, largest diving event in the world, was just a massive success. Partly because it was held in conjunction across the hall. There was a marijuana business convention going on at the same time. So it was a treat to finish out the show 5 or 6 o'clock.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Well, because I'm trying to explain what you
you're
missed.
Weeping.
If you weren't there, you kind of missed out. But maybe you heard the show. Did you listen to the show last week that we did from the show floor?
I missed it.
Yes, that's what I thought. So I have to catch you up along with the rest of the class that didn't do their homework. And but if you go back and listen to the show, you'll hear that we had a blast. And it was wildly successful. But there was so much overflow. I'm still basking in the afterglow of the DEMA show in Las Vegas. I think that's how you describe it.
What did you and Gene Simmons end up doing?
Well, Gene Simmons from Kiss was not there for the dive community as much as he was there for the marijuana community. He's, an investor in this Invictus thing or something, which is some marijuana company, which was surprising because he doesn't smoke or drink, I guess. But anyway, we were sitting at the bar in the Westgate Hotel, the host hotel for DEMA, and after the first day, and having some cocktails with the crew and hobnobbing with some friends and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, I think it was Mermaid Tiffany looks over. She goes, "Who the heck is that?" Because someone was walking down the hallway with a big entourage.
And then you slapped her.
Yeah, as you typically would. And then I said, wait a minute.
No.
That is Gene Simmons from Kiss. And nobody, I was the first person to recognize Gene Simmons. And so I jump up. And I go over to him, and I start walking up next to him, and I said, "Hey, Gene, can I get your picture?" He goes, "Sure."
He goes, "Yay!"
You know what? He
oh, yeah!
You were there. You did see it. You saw the video.
I'm just guessing what he sounds
like. That was pretty remarkable impression.
Oh, yeah!
And so, you want to party all night and something?
No, it's Paul Stanley.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
Paul Stanley used to call in the show.
That's right. See? We know all the Kiss people. And anyway, so I go up to him. I say,
"Well, allegedly, it might not have been the real Paul Stanley.
No, but this was the real Gene Simmons.
Yeah, it looked
this
like
really
it.
Was." And
did you pull on his hair to see if it was a wig or not?
No, I pulled on his tongue. And he
That's
didn't,
gross.
He didn't appreciate that.
What the
but
hell's
it
the
was
matter with
really
you?
Long. His tongue.
That's great.
So
I don't
anyway,
want to know about that.
So anyway, I get my picture taken with him, and then all hell breaks loose because everyone realizes, like, I, you know, just spotted Gene Simmons, and like, that really is him. And so they all go up to him and start taking pictures. So Gene Simmons was there for the marijuana convention, not for the diving thing. And I didn't get to hang with him long enough to ask him if, you know, hey, Gene, while you're here, you want to jump in the dive show and learn how to go diving, or are you a certified diver? So I didn't get to talk to him, but I got my picture taken with him. And it is circulating up there on Facebook. We'll get it up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page sometime.
He'd have
week.
To lose the bat wings if he's going to go diving.
No, I think that makes him. That would make him more streamlined. That
no,
would be,
wouldn't it? Would
be like
create a lot of drag.
No, underwater cape. He would be, and then he'd lead with his tongue, which would make him very streamlined, like a jet fighter. He'd be like an underwater manta ray. I'm telling you, he'd be a good diver. I bet he would. He's just made for that. He's made to go diving. You get
not
my
the kind of diving
hey,
you're
hey,
talking
hey,
about.
Quit it. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
But that was just a little brush with greatness that happened purely by chance at the Dima show in Las Vegas last week, and truly remarkable. I did start off each morning of the opening ceremonies, and I did have to present a little disclaimer and just say, hey, look, before we get started, if you're craving a bag of Doritos, you're at the wrong show.
I don't follow.
If you're hungover, you're at the right one.
I don't get it.
And that cleared out half the audience right like that. And then, got the right folks into the right show. But we did that. And then, as you see on the desk, there are some trinkets, some leftover, party fare from the Dima show. We did two new events, life-size ring toss. We did that, and the inflatable rings that we used, they did not make it back because, we didn't want to carry them back. But those, as you see, these SEAC snorkels.
Oh, cool. That's what this is.
Yeah, so we have to – got to thank SEAC Dive Equipment, by the way. They make these really nice snorkels, actually. We got like 20 of them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, you don't want that.
Is this
that
my
one.
Christmas present?
No, I had my mouth on that. You don't want that. Really, you don't want that.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah. But SEAC, SEAC, we got to thank Mario and the crew down there at SEAC Dive Equipment for giving us the snorkels to conduct our Scuba Radio snorkel shoot at Dima this year. It was a huge success.
Yeah. Mario, you rule. Thank you.
Yes. We got to thank Harry and Mario both.
Harry and Mario.
At SEAC for hooking us up because we got into a pinch right before the show, and they were nice enough to get us these snorkels so we wouldn't have to have people share snorkels. So we had like four contestants a day.
Well, you could have went next door and grabbed a bong or something.
Well, that is true, but that would have been more effort, and I didn't have time to mess with that.
Boom.
You know what?
It sounded like?
Well, we're going to find out on the show today because you and Bubble Boy are going to have a competition amongst yourselves since you were not there. I'm going to allow you to conduct a live on the air Scuba Radio snorkel shoot on today's show.
Cool. What do we win?
You will conduct a live on the air Scuba Radio
right.
snorkel shoot
on the air.
Today, live.
For
everybody.
And, poop.
And they can... exactly.
Fabulous cash and prizes.
Yes. And whoever wins can have a lobster poop from my last trip up north. Yeah. One of those little cherry bursts of flavor in your mouth. It's like a party in your mouth. You've never had one.
No, I don't. I'm going to go ahead and...
Stick it in your mouth and suck it.
I'm going to take a hard pass on that
No. one. If you win, you're going to do
I'm out.
That. No. No. Okay, maybe if you win, you don't have to.
I don't have to anyway.
No, that's not how the
rules. I will quit right now.
I don't think you make the rules.
I will leave this show.
Curly, I do not think you make the rules. So, let's not forget who's the dive master or dive instructor. Thank you very much here. And that would be me. So I'll make the rules. You will just do as I say.
I'll blow your little contest.
Hey!
I'll
so anyway, we're going to do that on the show since you guys missed
snorkel.
Out. And people that weren't at Dima can actually witness this on Facebook Live today. And,
well,
and
we got kind of a small
what? Small
area
thing?
Area that's on camera. How are we going to
How are we going to judge?
Turn it around to the other side.
You'll be able to tell. I mean, basically, what we have is these little Nerf bullets, and we stuffed them down into the end of the snorkel, and you're going to blow through the snorkel and make that bullet either hit a target, or we're going for distance, height, or just, I don't know, forcefulness.
We're going for distance or accuracy? Most,
style, I guess. Well, we did a little bit of both in Las Vegas, so we might
And then if there's
here.
A tie, the tiebreaker can be the Bimini ring toss.
That could happen, you know. So we have some fun and games for everybody, at least a witness. You know, who will come out victorious, CJ or Bubble Boy?
Probably Bubble Radio Boy.
He blows better than you. Is that what you're saying?
He's probably got better lung capacity.
You think? That could be a factor. It could just be style. It could be style points, too. I don't know. It's all coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Beat it, turkey. I'm in the middle of some Thanksgiving.
Turkey time, turkey time.
Everybody sing.
Turkey time, turkey time.
That's it. You got it.
Gobble, 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 squat.
Uh-oh.
Gobble, 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 squat.
Too much turkey.
Gobble, 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 squat.
Yep.
Gobble, 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 squat.
Everyone sing.
Turkey time, turkey time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I got back from Vegas, loaded up on turkey. And so, you know, it's gobble, 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 gobble.
Squat.
Yes.
Gravy. Gravy.
I don't think that's what happened, but anyway. Yeah, you're
just
welcome.
Just watch out for the gravy.
You're welcome. That'll be the last and only Thanksgiving song.
Hey, how are your giblets?
Here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. But you know what that means. After Thanksgiving, we have nonstop wall-to-wall Christmas music just for you and our diving listening public.
Would that include Donnie and Marie?
It could potentially include Donnie and Marie.
Did you run into them also? Or
I did. I ran, you know, when we were in Las Vegas for the Big Dima show, I saw Donnie and Marie. I got my picture taken with them.
Well, with a building with their huge billboard.
But it was them.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Oh, no, yeah, it does.
God.
It's up on Facebook. It counts.
This man has no shame.
First Gene Simmons, and then a picture of Donnie and Marie.
Gene Simmons thing, that was real. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, so was the...
Ooh, yeah!
The life-size, you know, well, actually, it was bigger than life-size. It was a giant billboard of Donnie Marie on the side of a building. And I figured, hey, why not take a picture? Did it.
Did she say,
mark that
bye-bye,
bye,
belly fat?
You know, I didn't hear her.
It would be great if you ran into her to go, oh, you're that chick from those commercials.
You lost 40 pounds. A Nutrisystem.
Where are you keeping it all? I just don't see it.
Oh, gee. See all the fun.
What do you got,
missed?
A tapeworm?
CJ, Bubble Boy, you missed all this. Crazy fun. You just saw some of the highlights.
Ah, tapeworms.
You know, on Facebook. You know, everybody is on Facebook Live today, and we're going to do this little snorkel shoot here in just a bit. But we are going to check in with Jerry the Diver Guy, who was there. Mermaid Brittany, it was really kind of her first DEMA. She was in DEMA last year, but this was really the first time she had the opportunity to come out and see and network with a bunch of dive industry folks. So we're
good for her. Good
her
for her.
View on the show. But Walt DeMartini was with me. He was part of the Scuba Radio crew. He is on Scuba Radio right now. And Captain Walt, first off, happy birthday to you. You celebrated another birthday yesterday, right?
Well, thank you very much, Greg. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you one thing.
Okay.
I've been to probably 25 DEMAs.
Yes, a lot.
And this was without a doubt the most fun, the best time I've ever had at a DEMA show.
Yeah, actually, let me make a correction. I said Captain Walt DeMartini was at the DEMA show, but actually, I believe I saw Gomez more than I saw Captain Walt.
Uh-oh.
Is that true, Walt?
Gomez was attacked by a chicken.
Wow. Wow.
What?
There was something on Facebook about Gomez 1, chickens 0.
Huh. I don't know what he's referring to, but I can only imagine what that might mean. But yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happens in Vegas.
Does anybody remember that, or we don't know?
Shows up on Facebook and stuff like that, but... Yeah, I don't know. Can you expound on that description a little bit, or is that something people are going to have to dig up on Facebook or online somewhere?
They're going to have to go find it.
Okay.
I just it's beyond words for
yes.
me.
Yes, sounds like
all right,
it.
I'm going to try to do a little audio stimulation, Walt. See if this jogs your memory, okay?
All right,
turn your volume all the way up in your headphones.
Yeah.
This may jar loose a memory.
Uh-oh. Wow. I'll tell you what, anything
does that help?
That involves Walt DeMartini and poultry, usually something we're not allowed to talk about on Scuba Radio. Just saying.
That's true. Very true.
He's more of a seafood guy.
Yeah. And you know, it's being Thanksgiving weekend and stuff, I don't want to discriminate against the poultry. But, you know, just saying. Anyway, you thought it was a successful DEMA show, just like I did. Is that right, Walt?
I thought it was great. Fantastic. Yeah. The best one I've ever been to.
Yeah. And you know, I'll tell you, there's some things we're going to share about the show today, especially when we get Jerry the Diver Guy on, because he was working the show quite a bit with me.
Maybe Jerry knows about the chicken incident.
And once again, we're not allowed to talk about certain things. But some of the things I saw, I'm not allowed to discuss yet. I got a glimpse behind the curtain of one of the equipment manufacturers. And I got to tell you, we have a game changer happening in the dive industry here in the next few weeks. And I can't wait
X-ray
to share.
X-ray masks.
I cannot wait to share this with you. But I'm telling you, there's some big news coming down the pike here for everybody who is a diver. And it's been a long time coming. And that's all I can say about that.
Gummy fins.
It's good stuff. And it's a good time to be a diver. Because this really is a really cool thing that's about to happen. And let's not forget, you know, you may be listening to the show today and you're out shopping around or you know, you're listening on your iPod or listening in the car today and you've taken advantage of some of the Black Friday stuff going on or whatever, or Small Business Saturday being today. But don't forget, the best way to celebrate, especially Small Business Saturday, is to go into your local dive center and give the gift of scuba. You know, you can knock out the entire list in one fall swoop by visiting your local dive center right now, today, and going in there and say, hey, I'd like to get a open water course or a beginning scuba course for the non-diver on my list, you know, for like $150
or
some
trip.
Of them do it for. Or a trip. If you're, you have a diver on your list, you know, take them on a trip, but say they got to take you, so it's kind of like a win-win. You know what I mean?
I love it.
So give the gift of scuba. We've started the campaign officially now. There you go. And we're just here to remind you of that easy solution.
Now, will that this lead up to our annual Scuba Radio Christmas crap extravaganza?
Very likely, as it always does, whether you like it or not. I mean, it's kind of like the law.
Does that mean Santa's on his way?
Santa was actually sighted in Las Vegas at the DEMA show. I was fortunate enough to
him
off the radio show, but he did make his presence known, especially at the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour party.
He kind of shadows Captain Walt, I think.
I think he just shadows booze. And because we did have some Bahamian rum punch up for grabs, and man, he's like a hound dog.
Yummy.
He can just zero in and like, holy crap, where did he come from? And, you know, he might have had a nip or two out there in Vegas. But he drank so much, the stuff was pretty stiff. You know what I'm saying? They weren't diving.
Hey now.
And so these divers were mixing up the rum punch quite potently there in Las Vegas. So we got to talk about that. We got to talk about all this other new equipment stuff, some of the stuff that I can share with you next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from Vegas, and the largest diving event in the world, the DEMA show, happened last week. If you didn't hear the show from the show floor, make sure you go back and listen to last week's broadcast. It was lots of fun. Now, a little behind the scenes anecdotes to share with you. The Reaching Out Awards, which is like the DEMA Diving Hall of Fame event, happened on Friday night, and that was after we did the show. My friend Margot Payton, she got the award. Ernie Brooks got the award. Ernie's a world-renowned underwater photographer, especially when it comes to black and white. And he announced something that he might be the first person to go up in a rocket to take pictures on the moon, unlike SpaceX. He announced that at the thing. That was kind of cool. And Margot is an old friend. She started this kid sea camp thing. Where you can take families and bring your entire family, and it's turned into this massive success thing. And we were on like the second trip with her, and we never went back, because of what we do, I think. But no, we she's a good friend, and it was well deserved. Both of them were recognized accordingly on the big show. But there was a lot of crazy stuff that happened behind the scenes. And one of them involved a bar with our good friend Aria.
Oh, God.
And Neil Watson Jr.
Oh, God.
And they were at the bar, and as you do when you're playing, you know, like they have these little video games at the bar where you can drink free. Well, Aria and Neil Jr. Start playing and getting their free drinks, and I walked up to them after they had probably been playing about an hour. So they were feeling pretty good right about then, and all of a sudden, Neil jumps up from his seat and starts yelling across a full bar, like, "Hey, why the hell is everybody here so damn old?" And he starts screaming.
Which is a great way to ingratiate yourself.
Yes, it is. And everyone ignored him accordingly. They didn't even flinch. But then Aria yelled out, "Oi, Junior! Oi!" He starts shouting out Australian stuff. Like, what the hell's going on? I was dying laughing. It was one of those surreal moments. I'll explain it a little bit more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Christmas is a loving, honest, and charitable time.
Bah, humbug, well, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur, don't think I have the energy. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath, Christmas by myself this year.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Start it now. Merry Christmas. We're going to start playing this crazy music for you from now until Christmas Day at least, or, you know, as long as we can, because we got a lot of crap to play.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. All right, so Neil Watson Jr., he's always a treat to hang with. Anytime you have the opportunity to hang out with any Watson, it's a treat. Now, so he's had maybe a... one or two cocktails too many, and he starts getting up from his chair, and the bar's full with a bunch of divers and stoners, because you've got these two convention groups hanging together, and he starts yelling. He looks around and he goes, "Why is everybody here so damn old? It's all old people here." Now, I'm laughing until I realize, like, wait, is he talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
pretty much.
But it was still funny, because nobody reacted. You would think in a typical situation like that, someone would turn around and like, "Hey, dude, shut the hell up!" Or, you know, everyone just like, "Man, it's Vegas. What are you?" You know, they didn't even skip a beat. And he does this for like, I don't know, a minute or two. This was like a whole diatribe kind of thing, and it was a great performance. I wish we would have had it on video.
Usually, Aria will be the one to calm things down.
Well, she's like his partner in crime.
She's usually the voice of reason in these situations.
And so they were both, you know, someone. But all of a sudden, she's sitting there, and she looks over at Junior, and she goes, "Oi, Junior!" And she just gives him the eye and says, "Oi!" And I'm like, what is this Australian?
Like a pirate?
No, like an Aussie at a soccer match or something, football. You know, "Oi!" Like AC/DC.
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Yeah, but I was laughing. I'm like, why is she speaking Australian? I don't get it. "G'day. G'day, Aria. How are you? Crikey." I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I was laughing my ass off. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. And then finally.
Were you in danger?
No, it was just this is like a show without having to pay for the tickets.
But
in
she
Vegas.
Looked gorgeous.
She did, as always. And finally, Amber, who was kind of hanging with us as well.
Amber,
I said, "Why is Aria yelling Australian, you know, things at Junior to get him to stop yelling at everybody?" And she said she's saying "Oy vey," but she didn't want to throw the "vey" in there, I guess. So she's going, "Oi!
Vey.
Oi!
Vey."
All right, so that's
Dad
my story.
Or she was giving birth.
It could happen in Vegas as well. Once again, if it happens in Vegas, it shows up on Facebook. So just do a search.
You dilated!
Anyway, that was my, entertainment amongst...
Man, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Wow, some now you put it that way.
I'll tell you, that was worth... You know, it was better than a Cirque du Soleil show. It really was.
Well.
What?
Nothing.
You don't believe me?
Move
I did
on.
Say.
Next
you
topic.
Know, I got to give two fins up, by the way, to the show Opium, which is an offshoot of this show called...
A lot of drug references.
Absinthe.
Today. Kids, don't do drugs. Stay in school.
Yeah. But it's right outside of Caesar's Palace. We got the crew together. Neil and Aria and Amber and a bunch of folks, we got together and we went to this show called Opium, which is a spinoff or, you know, from the same producers that do this show called Absinthe, which has been on in Vegas for some time. Very entertaining. Very
you know what they
close,
say? You know what they say, don't
small,
you, Greg?
Venue.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
I knew there was a reason you didn't come.
I'll be here all week. Try the view.
So... We saw that, and I encourage you, if you go to Vegas, go see Opium. Man, what a mind trip that was. But it was very entertaining, for sure. And then we saw Matt King, the comedy show. He did the whole Vegas touristy thing. And so, you know, what's nice...
Did Wayne Newton try to steal your wife?
No, but
like the
Donnie,
Griswolds.
Donnie, don't let Donnie, you know, fool you that he's all innocent and stuff like that. When we saw Donnie Marie,
Osmond.
Yeah, he was looking at my wife a little creepily. If you ask me, I didn't appreciate it.
I would think I would be more worried about Gene Simmons than I would be Donnie Osmond.
She wasn't around then. That
good
was before.
Thing.
Yeah, see, at the end of Dima, I stayed over for a few days.
Especially with all your tongue talk.
Yeah, well, I stayed over, and the wife came
did
out.
You fall,
we
did you
tours.
Fall for him? Did you fall in love with Gene Simmons?
Well, it's hard not to. I mean, look at him.
I think you're in love.
He's a handsome man. Oh, dear God. Why do we say these things
Greg,
out loud?
Come back to us. Greg.
Okay. So anyway, I hung out after the Dima show in Las Vegas, and we caught a couple extra shows. We went to the Tenors of Rock at Harrah's. That was a lot of fun. It was a great rock show, by the way. And we saw this Matt King comedy show, which is
Matt King Cole.
He's been around forever. He's a comic. I didn't think the show would be very good, but actually, Mark the Shark went to it and he recommended it, and so we went and saw that. And it was pretty funny.
By the way, props to Mark the Shark for the most epic photo bomb ever.
That's true. Yeah. That picture of me and Gene Simmons, you'll
that's
see
awesome.
A guy between us in the back, and that's Mark the Shark, and it is perfect. And once again, we'll get that up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page soon
nice
enough.
Nice job.
But we did all this stuff, and I love the fact that you can do this when you're doing the Dima show in Vegas, because you do have all these side attractions. When it's in Orlando, I mean, we live here, you know, so we kind of know what's going on in Orlando, and sure, you can do the theme park stuff and that kind of thing, but Vegas is kind of unique, that you can go out to all these crazy shows, go out to some nutty bar or whatever, or you just play tourist, which is what we did, and just, you know, grab one of these giant frozen hurricanes. Me and Jerry, the diver guy, and the wife, we walked up and down the strip with one of these things and got lit. Posted a couple of Facebook Live videos, or at least Jerry did, of his feet.
I saw the one with the feet. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
is
he
this?
Didn't know the camera was on. Hey man, I think my phone's on. I'm like, hey, you need to delete that thing. No, hell no.
Did Jerry dress like Elvis?
He didn't have to. His last name is Presley, so he can do whatever he wants. He's the king in Las Vegas. So we're walking up and down the strip, and we start, you know, getting approached by these people that want to say, hey, you have time to come go through some little thing. We'll give you a free movie ticket or free theater tickets, lunch or dinner or something. Oh, hell yeah! And so, sure enough, I went to one of those presentations for timeshare thing, and bought one.
Sucker.
So we bought one, and then we went back the next day and said, "Oh wait, no, we don't want this." So you know, I did the complete.
So you mean we almost
Vegas
had a
tourist experience?
We came this close to having a West Coast Scuba Radio headquarters.
That's right.
Get it back.
It would have floated all over
Get
the
it
world
back.
Though, because we would have had a week here, a week there. It was a great deal. Oh, the guy put on a great presentation. He was like a Southern preacher. I totally got sucked in. I can't believe that. I'm so savvy. When anybody who's listened to this show over the years know. I mean, you know that I'm like
a newborn child,
slightly over genius IQ. And how could someone of my stature and intelligence fall for such a cheesy, sales pitch?
Easily?
Booze. Booze is the answer, my friends. Let that be a...
It's not the answer, but it'll make you forget the question.
Yes. And in this case, it did me in. But luckily, you have 5 days to, you know, change your mind. So we did and got off the hook.
Hi, yeah. I was really hammered. So...
I think you know, the good thing is you don't even have to have an excuse. Like, why are you...
No take backs. No
yeah.
do-overs.
No, you got 5 days. They made that a law, so you got 5 days to say, I don't think so. I don't want this. You know, and then you don't get socked with the big financial
Greg,
commitment.
What can we do to get you into this condo? What's it going to take?
You sound just like him.
How many mermaids can I throw in?
Oh, boy. Anyway, good times. And, you know, that's one of the distractions that you can have when you go to a Dima show. Now, I guess we need to talk about some of the things that we saw diving related. and some of the items I brought back. Now, I got to thank all the sponsors that made this a record year for giveaways. Caradonna Dive Adventures gave us like trips to Dominica, and I mean, it was nuts how many trips we had. And of course, Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio, was a huge, huge contributor this year as we gave away not one, but two trips to the Galapagos.
Nice.
With a
when
Scuba
do we go?
Pro
when do we
dive
go?
Computer.
When do we go?
You're going to have to talk to Ed. He won the grand prize of a Scuba Pro dive computer and a trip on the new Majestic Explorer in the Galapagos.
Well, it's on my Christmas list.
Yes. Well, it is his.
Greg,
he already got his present because that's what he won. But we got to thank Reef Safe Sunscreen, which we brought some of the brought one of those back for you guys. A little
delicious
lip balm. They made some Scuba Radio lip balm. And a few other folks we got to mention next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're so considerate, bringing all this holiday cheer to the neighborhood.
Wreck the malls this Christmas season. La 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 la. Blow your cash for no good reason. La 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 la. Acting in an uncouth manner. La 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 la. Drop your pants and move.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, reflecting on a great adventure in Las Vegas for the Dima show last week. By the way, you know, after the show was over, hung out with the wife, Jerry the Diver Guy, hit the casino. I didn't do great, and I do got to put one little gripe out there.
What?
Because they had a Sharknado slot machine, and you know,
oh God,
I am the star of Sharknado 3. I played a sweaty Florida tourist.
You were an extra.
I was a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3, so I sat down at this Sharknado slot machine and promptly lost all my money.
You sons of bitches!
So, you know, I'm gonna file a complaint with SAG. Is it SAG?
SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah. Because I was very disappointed with that.
You're not a union member.
True, but should that matter?
It definitely should.
Oh.
You gotta pay your dues.
I also lost at Elvira's slot machine. She had one.
Mistress of the dark.
Yeah, and the wheels would spin, and then when it would stop, it'd be a picture of her, but her boobs would keep moving. And
that's so special.
We played that a little bit and took all my money again. And then I had Jerry, the diver guy, sit down, and then he won it all back.
Jerry's the lucky one.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't do very well when it comes to, you know, my gambling, you know, festivities. But that's okay, I guess. It's just part of it. You know, I got to support the local economy, right?
If you have a problem, we can talk about it off the air.
I'd rather talk about it right now. Or actually, I'd prefer a balloon. Could you just give me $100?
No.
Okay. Moving on. I got to thank all the people that helped us make this such a successful DEMA show. You know, I mentioned Caradonna Dive Adventures. We're going to be doing some more stuff with them, by the way. So stay tuned. Things are about to get very exciting for the new year as we work with that you know, travel company that represents a lot of places that we'd like to go. Not just me, but you listening right now. Trust me, you're going to want to go to these spots too. And also, Explore Ventures. I mentioned the liveaboard trips we gave away. SeeTheCRX.com. You know, they were really nice to hook us up with some giveaways. And in the month of October, if you remember correctly, we took entries to give away one of their masks from SeeTheCRX.com to one lucky person. And I actually have the guy's name right here. His name is William. And we're going to call him right now, I think. Let's see if we can get him on the phone here. Let's see. Maybe we can. Maybe we can't. Let's see. Can we get him? Let's see if I can pull it up on the... if I pull him up on the phone here. There we go. Okay, now I got to ring.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to William, please?
Who's calling?
This is Greg with Scuba Radio.
Okay, this is him.
Hey, William, did I wake you? Are you sleeping turkey off or something right now or what, buddy?
Well, no, I just actually pulled out the 20th serving out of the microwave.
Oh, there you go. That's what we do on, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, don't we? Hey, I got some good news for you. Very good news. I think you're going to like this.
I'm always looking for good news.
We pulled you as the winner of the See the CRX mask giveaway from October.
Awesome.
So we're going to send you a mask with a prescription in it, thanks to our friends at SeeTheCRX.com. And I see you're currently fairly entry-level diver, but you volunteer as a public safety diver at the local fire department. That is awesome. I can't imagine a better winner on Thanksgiving. Have you been doing that for a while or what?
No, actually, I just got accepted by them. I'd say about a month and a half ago, I went in for the interview. Last Monday, I went back in to, you know, meet the board members and all that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm really just getting started in it.
So you need a mask, and you need to be able to see where you're going to save, I think, it sounds like to me. Is that right?
I would say mostly true, but my understanding is you're not going to see more than a couple inches anyhow in nice, dark, murky waters. So.
Yes, but at least, you
but
know,
the training, yeah.
Those 2 inches, you'll be able to tell the difference between a knife and a piece of wood if you have your prescription in. So that's a good thing, and congratulations to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for entering, and I'm very happy that you were the winner today, and hopefully this made your Thanksgiving weekend just a bit better.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Great. Keep diving, my friend.
Will do. Thank you. Yeah, have a good one.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So congratulations to William, and we got to thank SeeTheCRX.com for helping us out, Josh and the crew. It's going to make that guy very happy. And he's doing good work, too. I didn't realize when I read his entry there that he was a beginner diver, but he's getting right into, you know, public safety and stuff like that. I think that's a good move.
Not just screwing around like we do.
True. But maybe he'll get time to do some of that as well. So we got to thank those folks at SeeTheCRX.com. C-S-E-E, the C-S-E-A-R-X.com.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, and we got more where that came from, by the way. Also, we got to thank ReefSafe. We got the lip balm they gave us. They had a bunch of sunscreen to give away as well. They gave us a ton of those to give away, keep everybody's lips nice and lubricated for the DEMA show, because they have a tendency to get dried out in the desert heat,
When you're doing a snorkel contest?
Yes, exactly. And then there's Lita's No See 'Em No More, who makes this natural bug spray. That's good, and had some new scent candles. I brought a couple samples for you, for CJ and Bug Boy.
Why, thank you very much.
Bubble Boy, yeah. So there you go. We got to thank all those folks. And I'm probably forgetting someone, but we'll make it up in hour two. And
Cody, Elvis. You got to thank Elvis.
Well, we'll thank one of the Presleys in hour two. Jerry, the diver guy. Mermaid Brittany. Walt DeMartini. We got a whole lot more of show coming up, including the first ever live on the air Scuba Radio Snorkel Shoot with CJ and Bubble Boy. Watch us on Facebook Live. More coming up. Stay close. Hour two is just minutes away.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.